Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Gilbert Campos and Steve Flores. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, as we have this great mystery of the exaltation of the Holy Cross, it should bring you and I great joy. Tomorrow is the feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. For after we glory in the exaltation of the cross, we realize how deeply it affected the most perfect of all souls. Most perfect of all souls. And so we'll have that Mass tomorrow in the morning. But what to meditate on particularly today? There are so many things within the cross to do so. I want to give you one little meditation on the numerous crosses that we have within our society, and that we should not take them for granted, but also then to allow you to read that beautiful sheet which is there on the Crux Fidelis, that beautiful hem of the Church, because that teaches you and I exactly how the Church has thought for century upon century about the beauty and the weight of the cross and what it did. Endless hours of meditation upon that beautiful hem of the Church, which is why it has perdured through the centuries. At the conclusion of Mass, we will offer you an opportunity to venerate our relic of the true cross, a little tiny splinter of the cross on which our blessed Lord Jesus died upon at the conclusion of the Mass, and ask him for graces, in particular there, maybe to ask for whatever cross is truly besieging you and beleaguering you at this time, that you may bear it with his strength as you venerate the wood which he carried, being his own cross. So our Lord teaches that in this cross, we are to see the cross which was lifted up in the desert. That is the cross of Moses, with holding the blind bronze serpent, that those who are infected and afflicted unto death might truly live if they would just gaze on it with faith. And so it is with our Lord hanging upon the cross, that all who look upon that cross and gaze upon it with faith, they are truly healed. We see this in countless stories of the lives of the saints, countless criminals facing execution, even Saint Therese, when she prayed for that one child, that one wicked criminal, when he finally was at that moment and through her intercession received a grace to desire the cross, and seeing it, yelled out for it, kissing it three times, and offered his life. So we have a sign of repentance. We can think of as well here within our own community in Santa Rosa, where there was a prisoner who came and visited the hospital on a Saturday after me being here a couple of years, and said, "Father, will you just pray with him?" He asked for a priest with what little words he had. Go and pray for him. And so, doing so, I went and approached, gave him those last rites with the devout but non-Christian doctor in attendance. She wished to pray for this man who was at death, totally out of his mind on methadone. Pleading with him that he should take his mind and to focus it while he was still there to see that the good thief Dismas, for single hours of faith, retained salvation. So too, he, maybe being a murderer or worse or anything else, could attain the same sort of salvation no matter what his life was, if he would just embrace the cross. Just as our Lord allowed that Dismas to embrace him as he hung upon the cross. I told him I would take that cross and place it upon his lips and within his hands, because he had no power of doing anything. And as I said I was going to do that, immediately this lifeless form sprung forward with all the strength that he had, his lips pursed outward, and remained there until I finally took the cross and put it to his lips. Until I finally took that crucifix and put it in each one of his hands, wrapping his own hands around them, for he had no strength, but was only straining with all the strength of whatever he could do. And after I went to the second hand and began to remove the cross from it, immediately he fell lifeless once again, and never again made any indication of life. That's the power that the cross has. The cross has that same power. This is the cross which we worship and adore, because it was the means of salvation for you and me, and the very thing which our Lord chose to offer to you and I as a sign of hope and salvation. And so not just in these extreme situations, but in every situation of our life, if we would reach to the cross, we can have the power which is there, our Lord suffering with you and me for our salvation. And so what are these beautiful lyrics that we have? I'll read them for the conclusion of the sermon. O faithful cross, the saints rely on. O noble tree, beyond compare. Never was there such a scion, never was there a leaf or flower so rare. Sweet the timber, sweet the iron, sweet the burden that they bear. O sing my tongue in exaltation of our banner and device. Make a solemn proclamation of a triumph and its price. How the Savior of creation conquered by his sacrifice. For when Adam first offended, eating that forbidden fruit, not all hopes of glory ended with a serpent at the root. Broken nature would be mended by a second tree and shoot. Thus the tempter was outwitted by a wisdom deeper still, remedy and ailment fitted, means to cure and means to kill. That the world might be acquitted, Christ would do his Father's will. So the Father, out of pity for our self-inflicted doom, sent him from the heavenly city when the holy time had come. He, the Son, the Almighty, took our flesh in Mary's womb. Hear a tiny baby crying, founder of the seas and sands. See his virgin mother tying cloth around his feet and hands. Find him in a manger lying, tightly wrapped in swaddling bands. So he came, the long expected, not in glory, not to reign, only born. Only born to be rejected, choosing hunger, toil, and pain, till the scaffold was erected and the paschal lamb was slain. No disgrace was too abhorrent. Nailed and balked and parched he died. Blood and water, a double warrant, issue from his wounded side, washing in a mighty torrent earth and stars and ocean tide. O lofty timber, smooth your roughness, flex your boughs for blossoming. Let your fibers loose their toughness, gently let your tendrils cling. Lay aside your native gruffness, clasp the body of your king. Noblest tree of all created, richly jeweled and embossed, post by lamb's blood consecrated, spar that saves the tempest tossed, scaffold beam which elevated carries what the world had cost, wisdom, power, and adoration to the Blessed Trinity for redemption and salvation through the paschal mystery, now and in every generation and for all eternity. Let these words of this beautiful, beautiful hymn begin to echo in your soul as we enter into the triumph of this feast here offered for us in the Mass. Gaze upon the Lord crucified, and you too can find the victory. And finally, if in your soul, be at rest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.